Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your hosts, Joey Shimataro and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
Bonus podcast. It's Gloucestercast 462, coming to you live from Captain Joe and Sons of Lobsters in beautiful Gloucester, Massachusetts. Joined with Pat and Jimmy Dalpiaz. And we have a special guest coming up at 9:30, Sushi Sang Lee. And I have to ask Sushi Sang Lee if Sushi is his real first name, because everything, all his social media is Sushi Sang Lee.
I did notice that.
So whenever I address him, I have a little stutter, and it's not, I have to stop before, because I always want to say, hey, Sushi Sang Lee. I have to say, hey, Sang. And I'm not sure, because you know, it's, I think maybe in those Asian kind of languages, maybe the Lee is the first name and the Sang is the second name. I don't know how. Maybe we can get a little lesson on that, right?
That would be good to be educated on that.
That would be good to be educated on that. I gotta close this.
Hey, for all those people out there who are listening with, that has 80 degree weather or something else going on. We woke up this morning with what we call a little dusting out there of snow. It's, about 38 degrees, maybe 39 degrees out. But it's sunny. It's going to be an okay day here.
Good morning, Michael. Welcome.
I know a lot of people write us and say how they miss here, and we bring that to them. So I just thought they bring the weather to them.
Yeah. No, thanks for that, Jimmy. That's a great little segment you did there. Who's with us? We don't have any check-ins right now except for Mike Bertolino. Mike Bertolino is going to come by and pick up from our pal, Wayne the Mailman. Michael won these last week. Mm-hmm. So. We got a couple of gifts today for people that share. What do we have for gifts?
Here, let me get them.
And Joey, I'll read that note too.
Yeah, you can read that as soon as Pat reads
So one of the prizes is a $20 Dunkin' Donut gift card from Brenda Leahy. Thank you, Brenda. That was awesome.
Very nice.
And another prize was re-gifted from last week from Pauline, a Gloucester sticker, and a variety of
dipshits. Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, and there's a be happier than a bird with a French fry.
Is that a greeting card? Sure. Good morning, Arlie Pat. Is that a greeting card, Pat?
No. It says patch on it. It feels sort of thick. Oh, there's a little. Oh, I get it. The seagull here with the French fry is a patch that you could put on something.
Oh, cool.
It's a cloth patch right there. There's a couple of Gloucester stickers.
You're gonna give all that away in one prize pack?
I think we should. That's what we did originally. So let's do it again.
And how much was the Dunkin' Donuts gift card for?
$20.
$20. Wow. All right. So
it's
very generous.
Thank you, Brenda. And I'm glad you're feeling better, Brenda. I hope you're listening.
Thank you, Brenda, and also thank you.
Good morning, Ed. Wow.
Rob Cruitt, Brenda Grimes, Ed Collard, Tracy Perkins, Mike Bertolino, Arlie Pett. Don't forget to share it and write shared. You can get a chance to $20 gift card. It's $20. It's free. Free money. So you got that going for you. Did you guys take advantage of my tremendous buy of the week, the 50 cent.
We did not. We are well stocked, so we didn't need to go over there.
Well, let me explain what it
was. Want to hear the review.
Let me explain what it was first. So I was perusing the aisles of Stop and Shop, which I like to do in the morning for deals. I'm a big deal guy. And walking down the we were down to like two paper towel rolls, not paper towels, toilet paper rolls. Walking down the, and I was looking because Kate sent me out to get, you know, we usually buy the big pack and I never skimp on the quality of my toilet paper. I always buy Charmin, the super like 5-ply, whatever the fuck it is, like the number one toilet paper. So I was looking, and I always look, and I don't know how many people do this, but like I always look at the per unit price of everything, and I factor that into my calculations, like volume, like if I'm buying salsa, like, you know, the big one is say $6 per gallon, or, you know, and the other one's like $4.69 per gallon. I'll buy the better value. So I was looking, and basically it came out to, for like a high-end toilet paper, it basically came out to like $1 per roll at Stop and Shop was the, you know, the Charmin or the, what, I don't know what the other, I forget what the other, like, good one.
Yeah.
The one with a bear on it. I forget what
begins
it is.
Begins us with a C. Charmin.
Cottonelle? No. Cottonelle?
Oh, Cottonelle. Begins with a C, yeah.
So anyway.
I think so.
So I was about to buy the big one. There was no big sales on the big ones, but they basically came out to $1 a roll. I get to like the closest to the front of the store, and they had these 4-packs of this brand, and it was, they were normally, I think, $2.67 for a 4-pack, reduced to 50 cents for a 4-pack, which is 12.5 cents per roll, which is 85%. Off of what a Charmin roll was. So I only bought 3-4 packs because I figured for 50 cents, I mean, how can I go wrong, right? And I went home and I did my business. And I used the 50 cents for 4-roll toilet paper. And while I would tell you that it is not up to Charmin standards, and you have to know that I don't go for cheap toilet paper. Like if your finger's gonna go through, it's out. I wouldn't have. I don't care if it was 2 cents a roll. That wouldn't have been the case. It's not the best toilet paper. It's certainly not the worst toilet paper. And for 50 cents for 4 rolls, it's an outrageous value. So I haven't got back yet to load up because I was gonna get like 10 bundles just to load up. I haven't got back there yet.
And I want to hear about the aroma as advertised on that package that you showed.
Well,
I think it said manzanilla or something like that, which I thought meant manzanilla.
Stop talking shit, Joe.
I don't know.
And Joe Higgins says, "Is this sushi talk or tushy talk?" Pat, you're not doing the comments. Do I have to take
it? I couldn't. You're right.
Do I gotta take over? I'll do it. Look, I'm gonna click right now, and Jeff Amaro's comment is gonna show up. This is what we pay Pat the big money for. So you asked about the aroma. On the package, you noticed that there was an advertised aroma. I did not, if I had read the package ahead of time, maybe I would have gone for a sniff test on the toilet paper before I did my business. But once the business was done, there was not going to be any sniffing unless
so it wasn't. I'm guessing it wasn't noticeable then.
It was not noticeable. No. How many shares do we have, Pat? Are you keeping track?
I'm up to six wow. shares right now already. Two Thank you, prizes. Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Two big prizes too. Chris Thompson's with us. Paul Ryan O'Brien's with us. Tracy Perkins, Ed Collard, Joe Higgins, Fish Printer, Daughter Amy, Scoony Boo Boo, Jeff Omero, and Rob Cluett.
Did you know the new stuff, Joey? The new paper towels? They're putting the smell in the rolls.
That's toilet paper.
Yeah, the toilet paper. It's in the rolls of it, not the paper.
Joe Higgins, I wanted to talk to you, Joe Higgins, about I have some prints that I had made at Cape Ann G. Clay. I wanted to talk to you about having them in your shop because you might have some space over there. Colleen Robinson just shared it. We like that. Yes, Paula Ryan O'Brien. Yes, we are talking about the smell of toilet paper. So there's that.
It can be a factor. It's a factor in the purchasing.
This is a highlight for many people's days right now. I wanted to go. Oh, so Tono, exciting news out of Tono. For Valentine's Day, they're going to open up for the weekend, Valentine's Day weekend. So this is what their social media said. Tono Gloucester, Valentine's Day is coming quick. Be sure to make your reservations online, order or pre-order for takeout dinner for two. We will be open for the weekend only and then opened up on March 1st forever. So Tono's coming back open full time on March 1st forever. So that's huge news.
That's my round of applause.
That's huge news. Nina Testaverde just shared it. Make sure you put her down. Brenda says she shared it and she does, but don't put her down in the list. Well, thank you, Brenda. That's very thoughtful of you. So huge news. So we had two closings this week. We had the brew pub. And we had Sherry's Corner. Very sad to see both of those closed. But we have a reopening with Tono, which is nice. Nice to see. I haven't talked to Anthony in a couple of weeks, so I don't know what was behind it. Maybe he's getting bored. I don't know. Paul Ryan O'Brien just shared it. Thank you. Cape Ann Brewing. So I'm going to give you a little bit of my thoughts about Cape Ann Brewing. Cape Ann Brewing, back when it first opened up, was down the fort in Fort Square. And they got a lot of crap from people down the fort that just didn't want to have it down there. They were saying it was going to be the ruination of the fort, this, that. You know, the same people that fight everything were fighting that. And I was in Jeremy's corner, the owner, and I frequented the place, and I thought it was unique and special, and I was really happy when he forged through and got the space where they are now. And I believe Gigoloni Construction did the build out in the space where it is now. But that kid fought battles almost all the way through, like, you know, just fighting, trying to keep that place going. But when it was in its heyday, even when it wasn't in the beginning, it was just a great place. I think to Jeremy's
credit, we loved it there.
They had interesting menu items. I love the fried haddock sandwich was fantastic, really, really good. And that hot sauce that they have was unique. And the space, I think, was just a beautiful space. So I think it's definitely a big loss for the city. I don't know if it's sold yet, or obviously it probably hasn't closed yet, or if it's under agreement. I don't know that. But what I do know is, I don't know how someone is going to duplicate the cool factor of that space. I mean, is it going to be another brew pub? Maybe. I don't know.
And it was family friendly. That I noticed that throughout its history, that families felt comfortable there. When our kids were younger, we felt comfortable going there. Every time I went there recently, it was family friendly.
Yeah, I brought Connor and Madeline there, and we played. You know, we played some of the game. They had the ring toss there, and they had the foosball there.
Yeah, they had some darts.
Yeah, they had the mug club. I think they were the first one in town to do the mug club. The chicken wings were fantastic too. It's definitely going to be missed. It was a special place, and.
You know, and no one's mentioning about the beer stuff, but they had so many different, I don't know what you want to call it, flavors. I love their beer menu that they had, everything from chocolate beers to dark beers to the IPAs. I mean, and they were tasting, and their flights were reasonable. You could get a whole mess of flights. And
They are going to be opened this afternoon from 4 to 6:30 p.m. and tomorrow from 11:30 to 2. If people want to come and pick up their mugs or purchase any remaining merchandise, or just, you know, say goodbye to the say goodbye down there. So they'll be open. I shared the link in case you need the times. If you need to go down and pick up your mug or you just want to stop down today or tomorrow.
Are they selling beer? Do you know? Are they going to sell beer?
I don't know. I assumed they would, but I don't know what's in there, you know.
Yeah. I know they had cans when you walk in. They had refrigerator, and they did have some cans in there. So maybe they will have some. I don't know.
Yeah.
Since he's been closed for a while now.
Yeah.
So.
No. It's a sad day. But Tano opening is really cool. I don't know what's going to happen at Sherry's.
Great news.
You know, and just a little note on Sherry's. Talk about your little corner cafe, you know, and right down there in Magnolia, right in the corner. It was great to go to and just sit there and you could talk with people. You didn't feel crowded in there. The homemade items that they made and the family that was there. I can't tell you how many times some of the family members would come out to help and just to keep everything going. It was just a really nice place to go to, and it kind of broke my heart a little bit, and it hit home. But boy, has this been tough. COVID been tough. That place like that says, hey, we're done. We can't do it anymore. So I don't know if they're listening for it, but I know they probably know a lot of people. You know, thank you for everything for the past 3 years. I wish you all the best. But loss. I don't know what's going to happen for downtown Magnolia now.
I think
they still have 5-5, and that's doing great. Let's make that clear. But
I think the main takeaway is get out and support. We've been trying to do it our fair share. Get out and support the places that are still opened, and get after it. I know we're going to make our Monday nights a regular thing at the hotel for the burger and a beer night. We haven't recapped it since we did it. Have we? We haven't had a podcast since, have we?
No, we talked about it, but.
So let's recap that, because we went on Monday night.
That was fun.
$12 burger, not your average French fries, tremendous French fries, gourmet burger, and a choice of three different craft beers.
Yep.
Pat, what were the, do you remember what the three, there was one that was an Italian burger-based burger.
Yeah, truffle, which I got the Italian one. I really liked it. It wasn't what I was expecting. I forget what all was on it, prosciutto and.
Was it soppressata?
Yes, I think so. And it was just, the ingredients were so fresh and it was done to perfection. There was a truffle burger. I think Nicole got that, and you got the truffle burger, right?
Yep. It was great.
I had the smash burger.
And the smash burger was kind of like a smash burger, like almost like a takeoff on like In-N-Out, right? Like lettuce, tomato, pickle.
And there was some coleslaw on there too.
Oh, on the burger?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to make that a regular Monday night stop, because for $12 is just.
And we met some nice people. There was a couple on a little getaway vacation. They were from Denham, if I'm remembering right. And they couldn't help but join us. We were two separate tables, so we were sort of talking across the room a little bit. So these people got drawn into our conversation. So, hi, guys.
I'm gonna give you that rate. I'm gonna throw it to you. I gotta take this call.
All righty. Jim's got a
Pat, why don't you talk about Zeke's?
Talk about what?
Zeke's.
Oh, Zeke's. Yes, we went to Zeke's for lunch yesterday, and I hadn't been there in quite a long time. I'm going to say over a year.
Well, since they had that little mishap in the kitchen.
Well, that was a while ago.
Which we're glad everybody's safe and back. It was nice to see everybody.
Yeah. I had a waffle, which was good. Jim had a buffalo chicken sandwich. The sandwiches that Jim and Joe and Chris had are like handcrafted pieces of art. They are very big.
Well, it was a Reuben.
Oh, you had the Reuben. That's right.
I had the Reuben, but then Joey wanted some of it. So we cut it very clearly, and nobody double dipped and grabbed anything. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody freaking out there. But if the boss says, I want to try that, you give the boss.
And Chris had the waffle chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But you had the, tell them about the clam chowder.
Oh, yeah. So they talked about it. They've got the best clam chowder. So I had to try it. I'm a big clam chowder guy. And I had a cup of it, and it was really filling. It was very creamy, but it was filled with items. Every spoonful had really, a good chunk of something there, and that's the way I like my chowder. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to call that my number one. Mm-hmm. Call it number one. That chowder there was number one, Joey.
And a lot of takeout going out the door. It took a little while, for food to come when you're handcrafting the sandwiches that way. And there was a lot of takeout going out the door because it was lunchtime. It was well worth it. It was great.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. The food there is phenomenal. You know, it doesn't look from the outside like it, but it's a craft, like scratch kitchen. Like they are not messing around. Like the Reuben was thick slices of corned beef. Mm-hmm. The fried chicken sandwich was like this. The chicken and waffles, they made the waffles, and then it was just, and nothing came out before it was ready to come out. We're gonna have to put that into the rotation. What?
It's very fairly priced too. I mean, when the bill came out, that was pretty good.
All right, hold on a second. I'll be right with you guys. Jim, you guys sure. Take.
Okay. Do you want to?
Sure. Let me. I'll take a little. Talk about this now. Well, as many of you know, if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of to GMG, 95 East Main Street in Gloucester, Joey would gladly put in one of our GMG stickers. I do not have one right now that I can put up and show you, but I'm sure when Joey comes back, we'll grab it. So we say to people, hey, send it to us and we'll send it to you. Well, we did receive a letter here from a Karen Smits from Oak Harbor, Ohio. And she wrote a little note and she just said, please send me one of your GMG bumper stickers. We have followed you for many years. We love the show, and we're hoping to move to Gloucester one day. Thank you so much. So we went out and sent one of those really die-cut stickers that's mm-hmm. one of the new groups. So folks, if you, once again, when Joey gets back here, we'll grab it, and we'll say, send us the stuff, and we'll send you the stuff.
Yeah. Our guest is waiting in the wings. I think he can hear me, but we're going to wait until Joey comes back to bring him on. Hi, Brenda. And this is a good opportunity to remind everybody of today's prizes. One of them is a $20 Dunkin' Donut card that Brenda Leahy donated. Thank you so much, Brenda. And the other prize today is a little package from Pauline's. That includes a couple of patches of seagull with a French fry, a couple of stickers, and some dipshit.
Which is really good stuff. Really good stuff.
So in order to be eligible for these prizes, please share the podcast, comment shared in the comments, and we will add you to the list of people eligible for the prize this week. Thank you so much for the donation, Brenda. What else have we got going on here? Oh, we had a little discussion let's get this one out of the way so that maybe Joey, I don't know what he'll have to say about it. But yesterday when we were at Zeke's, Chris McCarthy was with us, and we had a discussion about doing laundry. And in my house, and I guess I didn't realize this wasn't as common as it might be in my house, everybody does their own laundry in my house, and has been for a very long time, including our children. We each take care of our own, do it when it needs to be done, take care of it. So we were wondering if there are other listeners who have a similar rule in their house, and also ironing. Who does their own ironing?
Okay, that's something I don't do well. I have done. We're up to the who does the laundry and ironing, Joey?
Yeah.
And your guest is waiting.
Okay. Are you finished with the ironing segment?
We just opened it up, but you probably want to get the
I want to talk to Shang.
Yeah, go.
All right, we should. We just had Linda DeGagne just shared it, so make sure you put her
in. Yep, got her. Thank you, Linda.
All right, here we go. All right, Shang, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Joey? Good morning.
I'm doing good.
Hello.
So this is the first time you've been on the podcast, right?
First time in my whole life.
So we have to ask you two questions.
Sure.
The first question is you have to assume that you are on death row.
Okay.
And the warden is going to come in and he says to you, this is going to be your last meal. We can only order it from a restaurant. What restaurant is it going to be from, and what would the meal be?
What restaurant? I would love to eat my mother's food, but I haven't had her food for so long because she's in Korea.
That doesn't count for the
okay, restaurant. Let's see. I would go to Shuko in New York. Yeah, that's where I worked last 2017 to 2018. Yeah, I learned so much and I had such a great experience under Chef Nick Kim at Shuko. So I would love to go back there and have a great meal and great drinks. Yeah.
So it'd be sushi at Shuko.
Yep.
How do you spell it?
Shuko.
Shuko. All right. Yes. And what part of New York is it in?
Union, right near Union Square.
Good to know if you're ever in New York. Okay, now the second part.
Yes.
Death row sub. You know what a sub is, right?
You mean the eating sub?
Yeah, like a sandwich.
Yeah.
What would your death row sub? What would it be? What would the order be? And where would you order it from?
Definitely, that's an easy question. That's a Virgilio's Italian sub.
There you go. I think Virgilio's is running away for. Away with it. Just absolutely running away with it. All right, let me just change this up so we can still see. Okay, we can see Pat and Jimmy now. So we're going to get right into it, though. You took over the Tano space. You're doing something very unique. Pop-up. Why don't you describe exactly what you're doing there?
Okay, so I rented out Tano. This week is the third week. So end up renting out for a month. Next week will be the last week at Tono. I'm talking to the Savor Wine and Cheese, Kathleen, and she showed me her a commercial kitchen in her store. So it's like perfect setup for me. So I'm working on moving in there and talking to her.
Wow.
So hopefully it works out so I could move in like February 1st so I could make sushi there for Valentine's Day. And also Tono's going to be open for Valentine's Day weekend too.
Right. So, no, we talked about that a little bit earlier but you're so we've talked about, you know, we've put it on the blog. I put it on last night and we actually put a link, in the comments here for people to be able to order.
Yes.
But it's very unique. You can order. Can you explain what omakase is?
So omakase means a chef's choice. So in Japan, it's very popular. And it became really, really popular after the famous documentary came out, The Jiro Dreams of Sushi. So before that, people didn't know a lot about omakase. After that, people were like, looking for what's omakase, where's omakase place in New York? And it kind of booming in New York City. So basically there's no menu, customers sit at the sushi bar and I normally serve like maybe 12, 15, some 20, even 20 different courses. I serve one piece at a time, appetizer, entree, like all different variety of fish and some dessert. So all the set menu. So customer doesn't have any, no choice, just chefs feeding customers whatever prepared that day, freshest fish and all that.
The beauty of that is because you can see what's in the marketplace for fresh fish, the freshest available, mm-hmm. and you can tailor it to what, you know, the best things that's in the marketplace at the time.
Yes. I'm working with InnerShell a lot. So InnerShell has great local fresh fish, and I get local gloss alive uni, gloss alive scallops, and monkfish liver, ankimon. It's on my menu right now. And other fish too, great source of local fish.
So the link that you provided, you can go right there and you can reserve it. Yesterday you sold out. I mean, Thursday, uh-huh. sold out. Friday, there's still some slots available.
Yeah, but almost sold out, yes.
Almost sold out.
It's and your Saturday, fault.
What's that?
It's all your fault because you posted on Good Morning Gloucester and people just like hitting, make a reservation like left and right. So like, yes, it's been crazy busy, yeah.
We like that. We like to hear that. No, it's a great, I love that. So,
I have a question for the chef.
Okay.
I'm going to call you a chef. I realize you say it says.
You call me Sam.
Okay, but boy, it's magic what you do and stuff. With all this COVID stuff going on, are you finding it harder or easier? I mean, people sat down and had your meals, and now it's for to go. Do you find that harder to do? That it's to go to make your presentation really the same, or it's the same for you? It doesn't matter.
It's a different setup, a totally different setup. It's a dining presentation or takeout, but I try to make it as nice as possible. That's why I put those nice wooden box. It's pandemic been tough for me too. And then when I moved back to Gloucester last June from New York, I was thinking about, I was doing private parties. And then when after the summer season, the private party is got so slow. So I was, it's not legal, but I was making sushi at home a little bit. And I realized that I need a commercial kitchen to do it right. So I was looking for it. And then I contacted Anthony, and everything worked out pretty good. And now I could move to Sabre. So yeah, it's actually this pandemic was to me is a great opportunity because people don't eat out much. So I could sell takeout sushi and I could share more people. Normally when I worked at the omakase place, I only serve maybe 20 people a day, but now I could serve a little more, like a 24. But if I have more help, then I could serve more.
No, it's fantastic. You also are you doing the oyster shooters too?
Yes, still doing it. Yes.
Can you explain to people what because that was the word umami was the sensation that I had.
Thank you. Yes.
When I had the oyster shooter, can you explain that for the people?
Sure. It's a ponzu sauce, which is a Japanese soy sauce with a lot of citrus in there, and then katsuobushi dashi, and so oyster ponzu sauce, a little bit of pickled jicama and shiso, which is Japanese mint, and the radish. And if you shoot it, if you chew a little bit in your mouth, you can taste so much different flavors. Yeah.
It's fantastic. So you almost sold out tonight. So if anybody's watching this right now, there's the link is in on Facebook, and it's actually on Good Morning Gloucester as well in the show notes of the podcast. You can click on it. You can order directly right now. And hopefully by the end of the weekend, all of his slots will be filled up and he can keep rolling.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you see doing if in the future?
The future. Actually, in my mind, I don't know if I could just, it's kind of secret, but it's not going to be secret anymore. My dream restaurant, sushi bar, is one on the water. So, and during the summer season, my dream is like making sushi on the water.
Wow.
So
that would be awesome.
Yeah. Because when you drink wine at the vineyard, it tastes much better. And it tastes much better if you eat sushi on the water. Same thing. Like, I've tried a few years ago. I went to Wingashik Beach on the boat, and I brought some sushi. And I made some sushi for my friends on the water. And it was totally different experience.
Wow. Yeah. That's exciting.
Hey, I'm sure the menu is everything's great on the menu, but is there one in particular you've got to tell everyone to say, you got to try this, folks? You may not know. Try this one. What do you recommend?
I'm sure a lot of people don't know about ankimo, which is monkfish liver. It's like foie gras from the ocean. And it's a lot of ankimos around here, but like people don't know about it. So most ankimos shipping to Japan.
Right.
But I saw like really fresh ankimo from Inoshed, and I made that, I put that on the menu, and I'm pretty sure people like, what is this? They don't know about it, but I hope people enjoy it.
When we spoke a couple weeks ago, that's all we really talked about was the boxes, but now on your website, when you click on that link, you have some items that are individual a la carte items.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So can someone order just individual items, or do they need to order the omakase?
Yes, you could order a la carte as well. And this week, luckily, I could get bluefin tuna. It's off season, so it's really hard to get, but I got lucky enough to get like good amount of bluefin tuna. So I add chutoro, which is medium fatty tuna. Otoro, which is extra fatty belly, bluefin tuna belly, and then kamatoro, which is the collar, tuna collar. That part is special as well. So those are on the menu, and gloss live uni is on the menu, supplement menu too. So if you don't want to try omakase, you could have some couple rolls and couple pieces of sushi, like tuna sushi. Yeah,
my goodness. Yeah. I can't wait for tonight. I ordered some for tonight, and I'm going right from work. I'm going straight there, pick it up. So when is it's at Tonto. So people should know it's on Tonto, but the ordering is online, and you got to do it in advance. Yeah. And what is the transfer potentially over to Savor? Are you going to keep us in tune with all what's going to happen going forward?
Yes, definitely. For sure. The menu, every setup's going to be the same. Just a different pickup location, and the Savor also the behind the building of Savor Wine and Cheese has a big parking lot, so you can just stay in your car and can just bring your order up. So,
oh, that's great.
It'll be
because you'll have people's telephone numbers. You could have them call when they get there, and you could bring it right out to them.
Yes, exactly. And then you can visit sushisamni.com. There's a link to the there's an order form you can fill out. Once you fill out, and we get all the information, and the order is going to be ready, and you can call me anytime, so we can talk on the phone or send me an email. So yeah,
you could customize it a little bit. If there's something that they don't really care for, you could leave it out, right?
Only substitution I could do is like a shellfish allergy.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, Savor is one of my favorite spots in town.
Awesome. Yeah,
she is fantastic. As far as she's almost got like a Mensa mind, where like her memory of what, like if I was there 2 years ago and I told her what my wife likes, she has it stored in her mind. Mm-hmm. Her knowledge of wines is phenomenal. Like I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, and she could remember what kind of wine I liked last 2 years ago. It's fun. It's ridiculous.
I wonder what wine is good with sushi. That would be interesting.
sake. I don't know if they have sake there. Can they have sake there?
You will definitely work on that. Sake, shochu. Yeah, sake. My favorite things to drink with sushi is for sake for sure. But you could also enjoy with Riesling. Riesling's good. Some dry white wine, champagne. Yes, those are great. Great too.
Those are great insider tips right there. Mm-hmm. So Sang, can you explain in Korean, is Sang considered your first name and Lee your second name, or is it reverse of the United States, or
yeah, it's a reverse. Yes,
it is.
Yes, Lee is my family name. Yes, and Sang actually it looks like Sang, but pronounced Sang. Yes. So Sang is my first name. So actually my full name is Sang Hyun Lee, and Hyun is kind of a lot of American people having a hard time to pronounce. So I just let them call me Sang. If you could pronounce Sang Hyun, yeah, that would be my, yes, full Korean name. Sang Hyun Lee, yes.
Good luck, right? Good luck.
If you hear Sang Chung, that means you're in trouble, right? Somebody calls you that, like my mom would call my full name, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
but I always, because all of your, I love your social media. It's always Sushi Sang Lee. You've kept it. You've kept it on all your platforms. You've kept it the same, and I just, in my head, when I address you, I have to take a mental step back and not call you Sushi Sang Lee. I have to call you Sang, not Sushi Sang Lee.
Yeah.
It just wants to roll off my tongue every time, like.
And my friends, my stepkids, they call me Sango. That's my nickname.
Sango.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, is there anything you want to add in closing?
I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much for the support. All the local people's support. I really am overwhelmed. Like, I didn't know I would get this busy so quickly. I've been on this business about almost 20 years. I opened up several restaurants, consulting, like New York, Boston. But never seen any restaurant like make profit on first week, but I'm doing it. So I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
I'm going to put one last time in the comments. I'm going to put a, it's very simple. You have to be able to remember this. www.sushisangli.com. You go there and you can order. It's that easy. If you can't get in tonight because it may be sold out already, for your order, you can order for Saturday and Sunday. He's going Thursday to Sundays, and you got time slots. So get on it right now. Order, and it's not difficult. And we thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
What you're doing here is unique, and every part of this community that just makes one more layer on top of another layer of what makes it the best place to live.
Great.
So thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day, Sang.
Thank you. You too. See you.
He's a great guest.
I mean, talk about someone who made something out of something. I mean, he just said that he came back and he was doing private parties that wasn't working well. So we did this approach.
I have to say this. It's not by accident. Because he really is, when the first time I met him, it was at Madfish Wharf, and he was doing sushi there. And it was far and away, like, no one was doing sushi the way he was doing it. No one. And I was blown away. And when that place closed down, like, it kind of, like, lost track of him. He went to New York. He trained under some sushi master over there, like, high-end sushi place. So to have him back here for doing what he's doing, it's just, we're lucky. We're really, really lucky. It's unique and it's awesome. So
and that could be very interesting going over to the cheese and the wine store. That could be an interesting.
I think it would be a great symbiotic relationship between the two of them, because Kathleen's got great stuff going on. I got to tell you, Savor Wine and Cheese, like, you need a present for someone, great stop. You don't have to pay for parking. You go right on back. Like, she has great, like, crackers and cheeses. The cheeses. Oh, my God, the cheeses. Ridiculous. So you go, you're having a party and you really don't want to do all the stuff yourself. You go there, they tune you up. Really,
I didn't know she had a kitchen in there. I didn't even know there was a kitchen when until he said.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. She was having dinners back there, catered by, the really nice guys, couple guys. They were married. I forget that. I should know their names. I just can't think of them right now. Really nice guys, but they were doing really fancy dinners over there. It's everything. Everything they do is first rate. So, all of our favorite people: Anthony Catarano, Sang Lee, Kathleen at Saver. We're so lucky. We're just so lucky. We just got to keep supporting these people because we just got to get through to the other side of the whole pandemic thing, and then. You know, we want to keep these people rocking, right? We want to keep them rocking so that we got them on the other side. We don't want them going anywhere else. It'd be selfish that way, right? I'm going to do a special. We're going to do a special game right now. Special game.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Where's Scotty?
This is for a prize that we have not announced yet. All right. So first off, I'm going to say the prize. Hold on one second. I'm going to go. I'm going to make myself big. So the prize is this. It's a 2021 Maritime Gloucester calendar. All kinds of schooners in there. It's beautiful. It's ridiculous, right? Now, here's the game. Now I have to tell you what the game is. The game is you have to guess in the comments. I'm going to show the picture. You got to guess what if the first person No, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do it on my camera, on my phone. That way there. Okay, right here. Okay, here's the image. And the first person to guess, and if will win. All right, here's the image. The first person to guess what that is. And believe me, it's the image is blurry to begin with. So don't think that like I'm not holding it in the right spot. It's a blurry image to begin with. The first person to guess wins the calendar. I want to see all the viewers right now. I want to see you put in your. Brenda wants the calendar. Oh, you got to guess, Brenda. Guess what it is.
Take a wild guess.
Your phone went off, Joey.
Joe Higgins was a tremendous guess of the rat of a picture. Oh, my phone went off. The rabbit taking a shit. Joe, did you hear my proposal that I wanted to put some of my pieces in your store? Let me know if that's going to work out. All right. Pat, did you want to try?
Did I want to? I think I'm doing it.
All right.
It looks. Is it there?
It's not, Amy. It's not a mole. It may be there. All right, I'm going to bring it up right now. This is Pat.
That's a good guess, though.
Brenda is a good guess, but no. All right, hold on. I got to bring. So you got to share the screen, though, Pat.
It says I am.
Okay. All right, let me see.
I think you got to bring it in.
Okay, I got it. No, but it's not big enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
All right.
All right, I'm going to take you off. All right, let me go back. I'm going to give Brenda says,
Paul says
UFO. Oh, Joe says yes.
Linda says, oh, that's a good one, Linda.
Don't throw them off. Don't throw them off, Pat. It's not a good one. Bernie Sanders in a snowstorm. No, I'm gonna give one hint. All right, ready? The hint is, it looks like something that you would find on top of a piece of salmon, like the little orange balls. Rob says a fox print. No, three-legged rabbit taking a dump. Joe Higgins. No. Nina Testaverde says a countertop. Nope. Is there chocolate chip? Oh, that's a really good guess. Nope. Kidneys. Pat, are you putting these up? Pat, are you putting these up? Do I need to do it, Pat? Or are you going to do it? All right. Kidney stone. Nope. All right. So far, no one. Caviar. Some people could consider it caviar. It depends on how sick of a person you are. I'm gonna bring it in right now. All right, are we ready? Salmon eggs. It looks like salmon eggs. This is what it is. It is McCarthy's coleslaw that the left part fell off of his top of his lip. So if you guessed the McCarthy's scab, coleslaw scab, then you would have won. But no one guessed it, so I guess we keep the
great. Yes. You didn't want to give that calendar away, did you?
I'm sorry. Joe Higgins says I was so close. If you're not watching this program, you know what I mean? Like, where else can you get this kind of entertainment? Where else can you get this kind of entertainment? Oh, I love this. I love doing this. I love doing this podcast. I really do. All right. So I know it wasn't fair because no one was going to get it. So we're going to add it as a third prize. We're going to add it as a third prize when we do the numbers. So if you share the podcast right now, if you love what we do and you press shared on Facebook right now, please, and type in shared and you'll be entered in. We have three prizes. One of the prizes was a $20 gift card for Dunkin' Donuts from Brenda Shockey Leahy. One of the prizes was a dipshit prize package, Gloucester stickers, a seagull patch, and the dipshit from Pauline Bresnahan, Pauline's mm-hmm. gifts. And third gift from Maritime Gloucester, a schooner thing. So anybody sharing it? I don't see anybody's pricing shit, typing shared.
We're up to 10.
What's
that?
10. 10 shares so far? All right. They may come in because I think there's a little delay. We went
Joey,
over.
I did read that letter and talked about sending a self-stamped address envelope to 95 East Main Street for the sticker, but I don't have a sticker to show him, and I know you have one right there if you have one handy. Otherwise, I know they're in front. Hate to have you go off camera, but
that's all right. I'll get one.
We gave the sticker away. It came in. We mailed it right out. So.
Oh, that's all right. So here's the stickers.
Yeah, they're awesome. Those new ones are nice.
I cut. They're awesome. They're thick. They hold up. They're really, really great. So, send a self-stamped addressed envelope to 95 East Main Street, Gloucester, Massachusetts, Captain Joe and Sons. Make sure you stamp the return envelope because I'm not doing that, and I'll send you out a sticker. So we got that going for us. We'll do a couple of recommendations for streaming because I've had a little bit of time and I've discovered a couple of awesome movies. So one that probably no one has heard of is Molly's Game on Netflix. Molly's Game is about this Molly Bloom. She wrote a book. And she was running high-stake poker games in L.A. and New York, like ridiculous amounts of money with stars. And she got indicted, all kinds of – and it goes through how it all turns out. Great story. Like, can't recommend it enough. And that's something that probably no one has heard of or very few people have heard of. Worth watching. Number two, Gran Torino, which was – thank you for putting that up there, Pat. Gran Torino with why am I blanking? Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood plays a curmudgeonly old guy, a veteran, and had me on the edge of my seat the whole entire time.
That's a great movie. We did see that. That's a great movie. I've seen it a couple of times.
Chris Thompson wants to know what the symbol on my hat is. It's cape. This is from Lobster Trap Gifts. Our friends Enza and Greg Iacano make my favorite gear. And this is, it's a blue lobster on the Gloucester Cape Ann map. Yeah. Rob Klutz, I don't know what you've seen. If you've seen Molly's Game or if you've seen Gran Torino. But Gran Torino, great movie. The one I watched yesterday, and both of those were on Netflix. This one was, the one I watched yesterday was a classic. And 1981, Porky's came out. I didn't realize it was 1981. So that puts me at 13 or 14 years old. I don't know what time of the year it came out. But watching Porky's over, and I haven't watched it in forever, I can't believe what they got away with saying and the dialogue and everything else. It's hilarious. And it's almost like Archie Bunker-esque at this point, where there's, you know, Archie Bunker like said really inappropriate things, but it was like mocking him. I don't think a lot of people got that. Like the guy, the producer of Archie Bunker was a Jewish guy, and they were mocking his how racist he was and stuff like that. A lot of people really loved Gran Torino. If you've already watched Gran Torino, watch Molly's Game tonight. Porky's, for people that grew up in the 80s like I did, very nostalgic. It was a coming-of-age movie for me. It's just really hilarious. Some of those scenes with Beulah. And, oh, the other part about the movie that I didn't realize, the girl, there's really no spoilers in Porky's, right? The girl that went up into the men's locker room and got turned on by the smell of the jock straps and everything, that was Kim Cattrall as a teen back in 1981. And Kim Cattrall, for people that know, is from Sex and the City. She's had a long, big-time career. But she was, must have been one of her first roles. And she was fully nude in that scene. I don't know if her top was off. Her bottoms were off, though, which was very strange to me. The men and the women in that movie didn't have bottoms on, which, I don't know how they got away with that. It's unbelievable. So Porky's, but that's on Hulu. Amy likes Cobra Kai. A lot of people are saying Cobra Kai. I watched the first 4 episodes, and I thought the dialogue was terrible. Like, terrible, terrible. I just couldn't get into Cobra Kai. I don't know. A lot of people like it, though, so that might just be me. All right.
I can see my grandson becoming Cobra Kai.
Scoony Boo Boo?
Oh, yeah. I can see him.
All right. How many people have shared it right now?
I've got 10.
10. All right. We're going to do the picks right now. Okay. 1 to 10. 10. All right. Here we go.
So comment for your preferred prize.
Okay. Yeah. We'll go over that. So the first person that gets picked doesn't necessarily mean you get the first pick. It's the first person to comment what they want out of the 3 gifts. We don't have any shares coming in last minute, so that's it for that. So if you comment, so the 3 gifts, the schooner calendar from Maritime Gloucester, the $20 gift certificate from Brenda Shockey Leahy, and the
gift
from Pauline, Linda DeSourcy. You have to share it. Did she share it, Pat?
I don't have her name yet.
Linda, you have to share it, and you have to type shared in the comments. All right. So she hasn't shared it, so she's not entered. Okay. What about the hat, Chris? I told you about the hat.
No, he wants you to give it.
Lobster Trap Gifts. It's Lobster Trap Gifts. It's Cape Ann. The image is Cape Ann with the blue lobster in the middle. LobsterTrapGifts.com. All right. That's not a prize. No, it's not a prize. Okay, here we go. First one. I think I can shake it. I'm gonna try to shake it. Yep. Number one.
Number one, Ed Collard.
All right, we got to do this quick. No, I'm not giving it away, Chris. It's my favorite hat. Number two. Number nine.
Number nine, Paul O'Ryan O'Brien.
And number 10.
Number 10, Linda DeGagne?
Linda DeGagne. Okay, write them all down because I have to go.
Yep, got them.
You got everybody down?
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. Linda, if you're not following Linda DeGagne.
Paula says, wait a minute.
She might have shared it on a different platform. Paula says,
Ed says dipshit first.
Yep. So, Paula, you get bumped down to the second pick. Bye, Brenda. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. I'm going to give a couple more seconds so that people can, if people are still watching. Who are the three winners again? Go over it.
Ed Collard, Paul O'Ryan O'Brien, and Linda DeGagne? DeGagne, maybe?
Thanks, Rob Cluett. Thanks for the compliment. Thanks for watching, too. Paul's taking the coffee card.
So, okay.
So the last person that didn't...
is Linda for the calendar. Linda.
And she has to come pick up the calendar. All right.
That's I'll get so follow much. Hers.
Yep, you'll pick up. You'll have it and you can give it to her. Thank you, guys.